Hello, hello. Welcome to this episode of the Rogers Radio Podcast. I am your host, Alyssa Rogers, and as you can see, we have some awesome individuals here today. This is a big deal. We have Ward Burton and Jeb Burton on the podcast today. How cool is that? Thank you for being here.
Thanks for allowing us to come. We're excited to talk about Dad getting back in the race car and putting on a good event.
How exciting. We announced it on January 5th that you were getting back in a race car, Ward. And I mean, the internet has gone crazy. People are excited and I don't know if anyone's more excited than the Rogers Heating and Cooling team here. We are pumped up about it and just so grateful to have the opportunity to put on the Orange Crush 200 at Orange County Speedway and have you back in a race car. How does that feel?
Well, it's a lot of preparation that's got to be done. And, you know, thanks to Jeb, his mom, you, your husband, now I've got some more work to do to try to get prepared so I don't look too bad out there. But, you know, we're really excited about it. We really appreciate y'all and everything that Rogers is doing for us.
Yeah, well, we're excited to be part of it. And kind of a cool story for everyone watching and listening. It was 1 year ago today that Jeb sat in here and interviewed for the Rogers Radio Podcast. And it was much smaller than the podcast was just getting on its feet. And here we are a year later. And thank you for helping us grow the podcast by coming in here and doing an interview. But 1 year to the day you sat
in here. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So I came in here, we talked about a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of sparked some other interest of us working together, and now we're announcing a pretty cool event. And the response from all my friends on the late model side of things, everybody's really excited because, one, it's a cool event. They get to race against Dad. They get to support Dad's foundation. But the other thing is the purse pays so well, and I know what it costs for racing, and local late model shows don't pay enough. They don't pay enough. You barely cover your team, your motor bill, and your tires. And this is what late model racing should pay every week.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this brings awareness to racing's expensive, and the drivers and car owners deserve to make a living doing this. And it's so I'm excited about that. It's going to be a good event.
Yeah, and you know, we talk a lot on this podcast every week about hitting our goals and what they are and the importance of relationships and collaboration. And that's really what this deal is all about because, you know, Jeb in here a year ago, we start talking about things and then here we are a year later, we're making it happen. So it is really taking that relationship to the next level. And this race, do you want to know a fun fact, everyone watching? This race was thought about and the vision came about in the Food Lion in Centerville in South Boston, Virginia. We were talking about different things that we could do, hadn't really figured it out. And then we saw Jeb, Joey and I were in Food Lion. We saw Jeb in there and we said, how do we get Ward back in a race car? How can we make something like this happen? And this is where the idea happened, in the aisle at Food Lion.
Well, I've been thinking about trying to put something on like this, but it all didn't make much logical sense. And then to see, you know, you and Joey's ambitions and y'all do all kind of cool things and you want to grow the company. And I think this was a cool, unique way that no other company that I know of is doing anything like this. So I'm hoping that it brings a lot of awareness for Rogers. And also Dad's Foundation, and this can be an event that we can do every year.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping.
That's the hope. And so I hope you guys are excited about it and plan to attend on March 28th because it's going to be a great event. But I can't have the two of you here and not talk about kind of the racing side and the past a little bit. So we're going to get into some questions here. And you know, Ward, you won the Southern 500. You won the Daytona 500. You're following in your dad's footsteps.
Trying.
Yeah. And you won at Talladega last season. Let's go.
Yeah, that was a big
day. I mean, big wins here. Yeah. So can you both share your proudest moments in racing so far?
It's really, really easy for me when Jeb Ron won the truck race 2013 in Texas. That was the most excited I've ever been in a race at. So, he's had a lot of struggles since then with finding the right financial support. But seeing his grit and determination and his work ethic and treating others the way that he wanted to be treated has been just a joy for me. It's made me really proud. So, you know, look, I was lucky to have some success in the sport. Had not been quite as loyal as I would have had more support, but it's what I felt like I should have done at the time. But really proud and thankful of all the people that helped me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Probably last year's win, just because I went through a bunch of stuff. Really this time last year. And to go back and kind of show that I got past things in my life that I didn't need and kind of battled through it, right? So that was big. And then to rejuvenize my career, and I'm with a small team. Mm-hmm. So to be honest, the team that I'm with isn't expected to win. We're an underdog every single week, and to win with that team is a bigger. It's like winning five races in a really good car.
Yeah.
Because of what the situation is. Because racing is about money and technology, and if I was in the best car every week, I would have a lot more opportunities to win. I mean, it's just obvious.
And Alisa, just to emphasize what he's saying. I'm sitting there watching it on TV, and unfortunately, me or his mom wasn't there. Mm-hmm. I can't watch the races in the presence of his mom.
Let's talk about this.
Well, so, I mean, she just jumps up and down, screams and stuff. Next thing I know, I think he's done gone over the other side of the wall, and it's just because something might have happened, but it's just a lot of reason. But anyway, that moment when he crossed the start finish line, it literally took me. So she's looking, I'm looking, and we had converged in the same room, and it takes me a moment to process it. I mean, literally to process, and I see it, but her screaming, her emotional screaming. So it just, that's how emotional it is. And racers and people that care about the racers and their teams and just everyone from the bottom of that ladder to the top of that ladder, it's an emotional ride. And you add on that sport, there's an element of danger. Yes. Particularly when I was racing. I mean, there's a lot of people got seriously hurt, a lot of fatalities. So, like at Talladega when he won, you know, you're processing all of this. Mm-hmm. And you try to process it slowly, but the race isn't going slow. Mm. So anyway, it's a real emotional thing. And back to Jeff's point, for Rogers to have this kind of purse that these local guys can race for, that's awesome.
Right.
And we want to have a good show for them, a good opportunity for them to show their talents, and hopefully have a good hard-running race. So thank you so much for everything you and your husband and staff are doing to make that happen.
Absolutely. And you're talking about the emotions of when Jeb won, and now you're getting back into a race car. What advice has Ward given you that's been so helpful in your racing career? And then what advice are you giving Ward as he gets back into a race car?
What advice are you going to give
him?
We haven't really discussed all of that yet. I don't know. I think For Dad, I think he definitely is my best ally, my worst critic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Explain that a little bit.
He doesn't sugarcoat anything, so if I'm doing something a little wrong, he's going to tell me.
Okay. So that makes you better, right?
Yeah, it does. It does. So that's good. Luckily, last year I didn't make too many mistakes. I didn't have to hear it much. yeah, I think for Dad, getting back in the car, he just needs laps. And the good thing is I'll have a car, he'll have a car. I can get in his car and kind of see where he's at and what he's feeling. He's only ran like 4 or 5 laps up to speed. And that car, he did that last year. And we had some things that we needed to change on the car to make it more comfortable. We're going to put his seat in the car. We're going to change some steering stuff. We got a lot of different stuff we're going to change to make him comfortable. So I think he'll be fine. But this race is 4 tires. So you have to save. And I think like some of the late model races I run, the pace is a second off because everybody's riding, and it's really easy to just go past everybody because it would take no time to just go to the front and lead, but then your tires are going to be gone. So that's going to be, I think, that part of it, and then the passing, because he hasn't done it in so long, it's second nature to me right now, but I think the passing and the tire saving is going to be the racecraft. It's going to be the biggest struggle that he has versus just going fast. I think going fast, he'll be fine, but I think the race craft and racing around people and restarts and putting yourself in the right situation or the bad situation, that's going to be the thing.
Racing against Jeb, what is your advice for him?
Maybe we should give him 4 tires and nobody else gets tired at halfway, give you an advantage.
No, you're going to go out there and wheel it. What advice do you have for Jeb?
I wouldn't suggest doing that. I mean, it's the same thing of always racing, right? First, you got to run all the laps.
Yes.
So, secondly, we tear up these cars, we got to fix them out of our pocket. Mm-hmm. That's not a good situation for us or any other competitor, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's my first thing. I need to run all the laps. Like what Jeb said, when I ran those 4 laps over here, from what I understand, they've made this car better, but I literally could not feel whether I was loose or tight from the way just what I think the steering box was. Because it's a lot different than what I've ever driven. So I've got to learn to adapt to the way these cars are. At the same time, I've got to get a feel that feels good for me. Mm-hmm. Where that compromise is, I haven't sat in a car. I haven't got a seat in a car. I have no daggone idea.
This is going to be fun, isn't it?
So do I feel prepared at this moment? Hell no. Do I have a lot of work to do? Absolutely. So, you know, Jeb got like a plan for me to get a suit made. I tried on his helmet, and I was like, do you really wear it this tight? And my head is smaller than his. He's like, yes. And I'm like, I don't like it that tight. So what I'm saying to Jeb, and I'll say it to the crew, they got to have some patience with me. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten a suit fitted. I hadn't put on shoes. I haven't, you know, it's just rear view mirror. All these creature comfort things that were second nature to me, and I knew exactly what I wanted, I got to learn over. And the car shapes are different. So anyway, can I do it? Absolutely, I can do it. But I got a lot of work to do to be able to do it right.
And you're going to do it. I mean, a little over almost 3 months. We got this.
Thankful to y'all and Jeb, I'm going to do it. Because that last Monday, I was not doing it.
You said in here.
I'd already told him I wasn't doing it. I told you and your husband I wasn't doing it.
Ward came in for a meeting to finalize everything. And Joey said, Ward, you're getting in a car, right? And you said, hell no, I'm not getting in the car.
And I'm still, think about it this way. So I've got to learn to run with a pack of wolves that's been running as a pack for a while. But I'm a newcomer, so I got to run with the new pack. But it's just like what Jeb said. You know, when I was racing, I knew people that I could run side by side with, and I knew the ones that I really did not want to, because there's a good chance something's going to happen. Is it the same with this group coming? I would say in some cases, yes. Who they are, I don't know. So I'm going to be learning. I can guarantee you I'm going to process all this, but I'm not going to learn it all on that day. Jeb has a lot more seat time with racing these guys and them guys racing themselves than I'm going to have on the 28th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about the timing of this race, when we get back to NASCAR, it's right in between it's the weekend of Richmond race, right? And then isn't Martinsville the next week?
I'm pretty sure.
So it's all local, and it's going to be a really exciting time for everyone to kind of come together. We'll have lots of people in the area, and it's a good chance for you to come and witness something great here. And you and Jeb have never raced against each other competitively, have you?
No. So what Jeb and I need to concentrate on is not call each other problems. Jeff and I, his uncle, did it one time at South Austin. Mm-hmm. And the whole rest of our careers, we never did it again. Mm. And when I saw my dad coming out of the stands, I had Jeff by the throat, and I realized real quick that I need to get on my side of the track. Because Dad would kick both of our butt. But anyway, I mean, nothing good come of it. So I'm going to look forward to Jeb helping me. And when it's time for me to pass him, I'll just blow the door
up. Let's do it. Let's do it. And, you know, I want to know, though, the feeling side of it, because how cool, Jeb, is it going to be able to see your dad in a race car, knowing you're getting ready to race against him? And how cool is it going to be for you to see Jeb in a race car and be able to race
Alyssa,
against him?
You know, sports is about pressure and stress for competitors to do well. Mm-hmm. It's not about having fun.
Yeah.
So did I get driven that turned into making a living from racing because I felt like I was good at it. I loved it. But I wouldn't never call it, I didn't do it to have fun. I did it to win.
Yeah.
And that's why Jeb races. Mm-hmm. And when you don't feel like you have a chance to win, I can tell you it's no fun mm-hmm. being a competitor. Whether you were a gymnastist, a swimmer, a race car driver, or whatever, people come to do well. Mm. And if you're not doing well, it's not any fun. It can be one of the most embarrassing things you ever had. And I drove a lot of vehicles that didn't have a prayer to do well. Mm. So Jeb and I are going to learn from it. And hopefully, I mean, my whole goal, again, is the 200 laps. I want to run 200 laps, keep my nose clean. There's going to be some accidents. People are going to be racing hard. The interesting thing, and then Jeb needs to share his insight, is having the opportunity to run like a 50-lap run and then have a restart. Like, I haven't had a restart since 2012 in his truck at Daytona, and that's really not a good example. What to do on restart? Which gear am I going to be in? So there's a lot of things that I just don't know. That it's going to be a lot of processing going on 28.
Yeah, I mean, you were in here not long ago and you said, I'm not doing it. I'm not getting in a race car. And then there were some conversations that were had within a couple days.
It was all that Monday morning. Jeb rode my you-know-what.
And then his mom said,
yeah, Ward, it's all on you. I mean, they basically saying it's all on you. There's not going to be a successful event for Rogers Heating, Cooling, Electrical, and Plumbing unless I do it. The foundation is going to be a X show. So I finally said, I threw the towel in. Okay.
All right.
What happened. That's exactly what happened.
Is that what happened?
Mom helped push it over the edge.
Yeah. I asked her the other day how she was feeling about it. She said she was excited.
I think it'll be good to get Dad doing something else. Get away from going to the office every day.
Well, that day, I'd probably, if not that day, but the 27th, other than helping y'all, I've got a lot of burning and mm-hmm. land management stuff to do. We got some conservation projects to close on. Our staff is meeting of strategic plans for 24. So Jeb can say, you know, we all have to do some office work.
Yeah. So, well, let's talk about that, because the Warburton Wildlife Foundation has grown rapidly. It's doing amazing things. And let's talk about kind of what you're working on right now and what's going on with that, because all the ticket proceeds go to the Warburton Wildlife Foundation to help expand that.
Well, thank you. We've grown a lot. I've got a wonderful staff, been a loyal staff for well over almost two decades with one guy in particular. Jeb is always thinking of ways he can help. Sarah came on board last year, and just to let you know, it's not a family-run organization, but like I asked Sarah when she called me, I said, why do you want to do it? She said, Dad, it's my legacy too. Mm. I can't hire that passion.
Correct.
No different than mm-hmm. your passion for your husband's dream with y'all company. So I'm just tickled to death of our leadership. And, you know, we've just accomplished a lot for conservation, our natural resources. We've helped other landowners or with our land conserve in Virginia probably 35 to 45,000 acres. In other parts of the country, tens of thousands of acres. We have great conservation models where we use forestry practices and all those type of ways to diversify habitat. So when it comes just for what we are as a conservation organization, you know, having cooperative agreements with the National Guard and running military bases and keeping properties compatible for the military mission, that has been an honor. You know, and be able to work with men and women that serve their country currently on a daily basis and help them with their efforts is just phenomenal. Never would have thought we'd have been there. So with that, you know, early on we saw real quick where we could make a difference in veterans' lives mm-hmm. by using properties and having outreach. So we've been doing that. This will be the 19th year. We got some great partners like Project Healing Waters we work with. And then our youth outreach. The youth outreach kind of floundered a little bit from the COVID virus, but we're passionate about it. We do probably a dozen projects a year with youth. But, man, we're growing. We're growing, Alisa, and we're just getting started.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we see it, and thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you.
For the foundation and being able to bring that to people in need. It's really great. And this event's going to be great. How are you feeling about it?
I'm excited about
excited?
It. Yeah, I'm excited. I was actually going to race.
It's happening.
I was going to race another late model race in February, but mm-hmm. then we got this done. I was like, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah, we got to get ready. Yeah. And so let's tell everyone about the race, what they can expect race day, where we can get tickets. And so the race is Thursday, March 28th.
Orange County
Speedway. And it'll be a fun day. We'll have lots of events. We'll be releasing the agenda for the day very soon. And, I mean, we're going to sell this thing out. So everyone needs to get their tickets early.
Yeah.
It's going to sell out. And you can get them at orangecrushwithak.com. So we'll put that on the screen so you can see orangecrushrace.com. And get them early because it will sell out. And what is the race roster looking like right now?
Oh, we got Jeremy Mayfield coming. Dad used to race with Peyton Sellers. I've raced with a lot. Deke McCaskill's won a lot of late model races. Terry Deese won a track championship down there. And a bunch of other late model stars are coming. So might be some other cup drivers coming. We're still waiting to hear on that. But should be an action-packed race.
It is.
It's going to be a lot of heavy hitters there, and to win that race, your car better be pretty good.
Yeah, and when we were talking about this, it was Orange County Speedway. And
yeah.
We're like, this is a perfect fit. You've won at Orange County Speedway, and, you know, we're really excited to be able to partner with them and them allow us to do this. So let's talk about that a little bit, because a lot of people are saying, okay, so what was the decision around Orange County Speedway?
I just feel like Orange County's been neglected over the last mm-hmm. 20 years. Just because they're not a NASCAR sanctioned track, I don't feel like they get the recognition. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like people go there and race as much. It's a cool racetrack. It's only 45 minutes away from
it is so cool.
South Austin here in town. And I feel like, you know, it's got a lot of heritage there. Used to race Xfinity races there. So that's why I picked that track. I actually had the track record there for a long time. And actually, the Cars Tour series broke my track record. But technology and all that, the cars are a little bit different now than when I set that. But, yeah, just wanted to do something outside the box. And it's still local.
You know, it is.
And we're trying to, I believe Rogers is trying to expand too out of just
that
South
was a big
Boston.
Decision for us too. I mean, we're expanding into Northern North Carolina this year. We're really excited. And so it was a perfect fit. We're still very in our community in the Halifax County area and the surrounding counties. But that expansion that we're talking about every single year is very important to us. So we are expanding into Northern North Carolina. And when you said Orange County Speedway, we said, okay, well,
this is
a good fit.
Yeah. It was neat to put it all together. There's a lot of work still to be done. We're going to try to get Dad in a race car in a couple weeks to start testing. So my car is a bare chassis right now.
It's
going to be totally put together. It's a brand new car. Dad's actually going to be racing a car that we've had for 2 years. It's already put together. It's a pretty good piece, and all they got to do is put a seat in. So
it's a great location back to Orange County. Yeah. So it's in actually what you call Rougemont, North Carolina. So it's what, 8 miles out of Roxburgh, or probably 20 minutes out of Durham. So it's a really good strategic location. Got plenty of parking room. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a fantastic event. And to help y'all and others learn about y'all's company. Mm-hmm. So awesome opportunity.
It is a great opportunity. And although this is the Rogers Heating and Cooling Orange Crush 200, there are lots of opportunities to sponsor and to get involved in this race. So make sure you reach out to us, and we'll be sending out lots of information of ways that you can get involved if you're watching or listening right now and say, hey, I want to be part of this. You are able to do that. So for sure, reach out to us and we will make sure that we get some promotion for you as well and you can have fun with us. And I'm just super excited to do this with you guys. I think it's going to be the best time ever. And we are honored to be able to be part of this epic event. History is going to be made. Laura's getting back in a race car. You're going to do great. You're going to do great. Everyone's going to have a great time, and we just appreciate you guys a lot.
Well, we appreciate you. We wouldn't be able to do it without you.
No.
So y'all made it happen. So hopefully it's a great event, and we can put on a good show, and we're working on ways that people can watch it all over the place. So we got a lot of cool things we're working on.
It's really awesome of what's all coming together. You know, the team that we have that's putting on the on-track racing for all of us is second to none. They do it all over the state of Virginia and North Carolina. So it's going to be fair for all the competitors. And you're right, Lisa. It's a great opportunity for other companies to get involved. But y'all come on out. And go online and get your tickets.
Yeah.
We'll make sure that you leave that day not disappointed.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Go get your tickets at orangecrushrace.com. And we hope to see you there. We're excited to have fun. We'll be releasing some more announcements here as the event gets closer. You don't want to miss it. I promise it's going to be epic. Thank you for listening and watching this episode of the Rogers Radio Podcast. We will talk to you next week.